This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-oh. Guys, welcome. 90 Day Fiancé News Weekly. Another week jam-packed with just all the 90 Day drama. I'm one of your hosts, Linda Entry, and I'm joined with the wonderful Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Linda. Hey, everyone.
Crazy busy week. Crazy busy week.
Yeah.
I don't know how this all happens when, you know, we're all quarantined, but hey, that's welcome to social media land.
Exactly.
Let's just jump right in. So I wanted to start with Ash and Avery. And spoiler alert, guys, if you don't want to know what's happening between them, then you definitely want to plug your ears. But Ash has confirmed that it's over. So a little bit of a backstory. He got blasted all over social media for the last little while because of that quote-unquote seminar that he did. And he couldn't take the criticism, so he deleted all of his social media accounts. And he kind of disappeared for about a week or so, and then he returned. And he thought he was going to return without any repercussions, but that's not what happened. So a fan asked if he and Avery were still together. And Ash flat out said no. And so I'm going to pull up the actual thread. So it says, are you still with Avery? And then someone says she's a drug addict. She has a daughter she hasn't seen in 15 years. And then he responds, all he says is no. So guys, they didn't last. We kind of had that feeling. And so he, I guess he doesn't care about his NDA because he answered a question that perhaps he shouldn't have answered. What do you think, Ashley?
I think he played with that a little bit. So someone asked him, are you still with Avery? And then someone else made allegations. She's a drug addict. She's, you know, hasn't seen her daughter in 15 years, et cetera, et cetera. So his response was just short and sweet, no. So he could, if TLC came at him and said anything about him possibly violating the NDA, he could say he was responding to the you know, one of the comments with the allegations against Avery. If yeah, but he wanted to play.
Yeah, but he directs it directly at the girl that asked him the question.
Oh, he added her? Okay, mm-hmm. So then no, there's no way around it. I think at this point he could care less because he's getting dragged, mm-hmm. You know, because of everything that happened with the relationship seminar. So he's feeling the heat. So he's like, whatever. No, we're not together anymore. Boom.
Yep. And he's also might be changing careers. So he saw this seminar, he says, as a learning experience, and he said that it made him reflect on his career, and he said that he thought to himself, quote unquote, am I really a coach? So he's questioning himself, what am I doing? He says the seminar was eye-opening for him, an eye-opening event, and he may be switching gears. He's going to let us all know online what his future holds. But I could have told you that you were not a relationship coach. I could have told you pre-seminar, for real, for real. So yeah, I think it's interesting, and we'll see what happens with him.
So he's really feeling the heat. He's going to change his whole career back?
Right.
I feel like people start, I don't know how long he's been doing this relationship coaching, but I feel like there's a learning curve. You got to figure it out. You got to bump your head sometimes and feel your way through the fray. I'd say he needs these growing pains. I don't think that necessarily means that you need to change career trajectories completely.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that if you're plagiarizing word for word someone else's seminar, then maybe
that's a problem.
That's not for you. Maybe that's not your career, and that's why. Either that or you should go and study and make sure that you've memorized everything this person is saying before you try to have a seminar that's not your own.
At least plagiarize the right way.
Same, girl, same.
The live chat is lit, Linda. We got 25 people in the live chat. They're going in on Ash right now. Erica said Ash is terrible. Bye, gaslighter. Geek girl said kind of surprised. Heard he had come to the U.S. to see her. Erica also said his feminine energy took over. And Tiny House said, don't like Ash at all. So,
yeah, you know, so that is true.
He ends up spoken.
He did make a trip to visit her in Seattle, but that was a while back. So that didn't last. But you know what? We'll see what happens. Let's see what happens on the tell-all. But these two are Splitsville, Denville. And a little birdie told me that at the tell-all, the cast actually kind of turn on Avery and not on Ash because they feel like she was playing the victim. So we'll see. It should be a good tell-all.
I said that during our after show on Monday, but you know, what do I know?
Let's move on to David.
Let's move on to David. All right. So David, you guys, is playing the game and he's blaming TLC editing on how he's being portrayed on the show. Fans criticized him recently for being aloof and naive about his online relationship with Lana. So viewers were candid about their opinions of him directly to him on his IG page. So I just want to read the exchange that he had with a few fans. So one viewer said, "It's painful to watch you. If you are acting obtuse on purpose, please have more self-respect. You come across as lonely and desperate, holding on to a dream that wants nothing to do with you." So David responded with, "I don't control editing." And then someone else responded with, "Do you realize how editing is making you look? Arguing with the private investigator." Then another fan said, "Editing? ? You still said the words, David. Facts are facts. 7 years, $100,000, stood up 4 times, tracked her like a rabid dog, and hired a PI. Editing didn't make you look stupid. You did that on your own." Then, girl, dragging him. David then said, nope. "I'm still going to say editing. If you don't understand what that means, I can't help you." I'm not shocked at his response because he, no matter how ridiculous and delusional he comes off, he stands by his delusion. What do you think, Lyndon?
I mean, he spent 7 years in a quote-unquote relationship with someone he never met before and never talked to on the phone. So, you know, he's definitely going to take that stand. And he's older, so he's stuck in his ways. And I think that he just, because he doesn't want to believe that he's been fooled and scammed, he's going to stick by what makes him feel okay about the choices that he's made. And I agree with whoever wrote that thing. Like, you said the words. So whether they edited it or not, they had to have the material to edit. So you're making yourself look like a fool. And like I said, I go back and forth with feeling sorry for him because, you know, we all want love. But at the same time, like, you need some common sense. And at some point, you need to be enough is enough. And I've had enough of him this season.
Raydella in the comments said, "David needs professional help." And I kind of mentioned that on the after show. Like, I felt like this might be deeper than just what we're seeing. I think he might need to sit down and talk to somebody because it's so ridiculous. So
he's going to have to do something.
Or maybe him and Yolanda can hook up. Who knows? They both live in Vegas. Do something.
Because it's going to be his cat if he doesn't be careful. So
he's gonna do what with the cat?
It's just going to be him and his cat for the next little while if he doesn't make some serious changes.
Hilarious. So what's going on with Jonathan, Linda?
So Jonathan was asked if he was married by a fan to his beautiful girlfriend, Janelle Miller. And although they're not married yet, he's hinted that he wants to marry her. And it looks like the two have moved in together. So he's moved over to Chicago and they recently celebrated their 1-year anniversary this past April. And in the photo that he posted on his Instagram, he said, "Don't care what we do. I just love doing life with you. One down, zillion more to go." And then he's been referring to her as his future wifey. So we definitely think that there are wedding bells coming very, very shortly.
That's nice. She has great arms.
She's a gorgeous girl. Gorgeous.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah, she has great arms. First thing I saw were those guns. Like, go ahead, girlfriend. And go ahead, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. I think that says a lot when you say that you love doing life with somebody.
Absolutely. I say go ahead and live your best life. You know, you all find your right partner and every day seems like it would be, you know, like a party. Exactly. Let's move on to Paul and Karini and their news.
Yes, you guys. So there's a new 90 Day Baby on the way. One of my favorite couples, Paul and Karini, recently announced that they're expecting baby number two. Paul posted a photo of Karini with a heart around her stomach and a caption on the top of her that said baby. Reports are saying that the couple waited a little bit before announcing the pregnancy, which is usually common. Like, you don't find out you're pregnant and then announce it immediately. But they probably really took their time in announcing this because a few years ago, before Pierre was born, they did experience a miscarriage. So I'm sure they wanted to be extra cautious before releasing this information. But speaking of Pierre, he actually just celebrated his first birthday back in March. And we talked about it here on the show. So things seem to be going well for Paul and Karini. They're learning to work together, apparently, and building a family. I'm here for it. I'm glad to see that they are defying the odds and moving ahead with one another. Because I wasn't sure about them. What do you think about this new baby?
I think it's great. Congratulations to the both of them. And they've definitely gone through some obstacles. And it seems like they're able to work through them and work past them. So that's great news. I do also know that they are coming back to TLC Happily Ever After. And so we'll probably see that pregnancy journey once production starts again with the 90 Day franchise. So
yeah, I'm excited to see that for sure. Merced018 in the comments said after the divorce announcement. Good point. I didn't think about that.
They've had like three divorce announcements.
They are the epitome of breakup to makeup, but they have made up and now they've made a baby.
That's it. And there hasn't been a divorce announcement in a while. So, you know, I think that they've jumped through that hoop, but who knows? Next week they could be saying they're getting divorced again. I think that that's just how they fight.
That's how they roll. What's up with Caesar, Linda?
So as you guys know, that Caesar is part of the 90-day quarantine. He spoke about his relationship with his ex, Maria. And even though they didn't meet on the show, Caesar is claiming that he reached out to Maria and she didn't answer any of his calls, but he wanted closure. So he is saying that he saved up money, took a flight to Ukraine. When he got there, he told Maria that he would like to meet up with her. And she agreed and met him at his hotel. Caesar said the meeting with Maria was, quote unquote, like a dream for him. And he said it was pretty much unreal. Then he says that they hung out for a bit. She was really nice. However, he has no pictures from the trip. And why does he have no pictures? Because he says Maria deleted all the pictures on his phone that they took together. So fans are believing it. I don't believe it. I don't believe you, Caesar. Don't believe you at all. You didn't meet Maria. You maybe in your mind, and that's why it seemed unreal to you, because it is unreal. You have no receipts. It did not happen. But he also claims that he's dating a 21-year-old Instagram model from New Orleans. Her name is Aya. They met online. they haven't met either in person.
Oh, Lord.
And the reason they haven't met, though, is because, you know, we're going through this pandemic. So he's hoping that once this pandemic is over, that he will be able to go and visit her in New Orleans.
Yeah, me too.
And if you guys see the photo that we just posted, I mean, she's got like 89,000 followers. And I don't know if this is a play on, you know, getting a little bit of that TLC fame or not, but I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, she looks like an Instagram model. No shade, no tea. But I think that she is definitely trying to hop on that 90-day bandwagon to get those followers up to 189.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what
I don't see that being a real thing at all. But if it strokes his ego and makes him feel good during quarantine, live your best life, Caesar.
What's going on with Emily?
Oh, you guys. So Emily is feeling good about herself during this quarantine. She went on IG recently and showed off her post-baby snapback. So obviously during quarantine, Emily has been taking care of her baby, her and Sasha's baby. She works remotely at home, so she is working still. And judging from this photo, she's been working out and dieting. So she looks really good. I know earlier this year, she had admitted to some fans that she wasn't happy with the way she looked on camera. And we saw that during her season on 90 Day Fiancé. She was very candid and open about not being happy with her body. She looks great. She looked great then. I didn't think anything was wrong with her, but it's all an inside job, right? It's like you have to feel good about you. So she's gotten to the place where she feels good about herself. I am all here for it. She looks good. That waist is snatched. That tummy is flat. And she's smiling. What more can you ask for?
I mean, I just think, you know, do whatever it is that makes you happy and feel self-confident and love yourself. So good on her. And I'm happy that she was able to feel better and make herself feel better. So that's awesome.
Good for her. Yep. So let's see here.
I got Jeffrey and Varya.
Yes, yes, yes. What's the tea on them? I know it's some good tea.
So these two are no longer together. And not only are they no longer together, they did not participate in the tell-all that was filmed this past weekend. So if you guys didn't know, before there wasn't going to be a tell-all, then TLC decided that they're going to do a tell-all remotely. Sean Robinson is back as host, and TLC did not invite Jeffrey to be a part of the tell-all. However, they did invite Varya, and Varya turned them down, saying that she didn't want to be there if Jeffrey was not going to be there as well. And many people are speculating the reason that Jeffrey was not invited to the tell-all is because of all the alleged criminal behavior and court cases that he has right now pending. And I think that TLC just didn't want to have a part of it. And they cast him. He's part of this season. They took a lot of flack from a lot of people, and a lot of fans were not happy once all of his criminal background started popping up. And if you guys have seen him on his Instagram and especially on his lives, he has been lit, to say the very least. I don't know if I've seen a live on his where he wasn't drunk, and I'm wondering if all the pressure of everything, the show, his criminal background coming, not TLC, I don't think is going to move on with him at all because of it, that, you know, he's drinking a little bit more than normal.
Well, I agree that they probably didn't want to take on the risk of having him on the show because of his criminal background. I'm sure that seems like a reasonable reason to not have him on, because then, you know, they catch the heat for that. In the live chat, Erica said that Varya dodged a bullet, and Tiny House Dreaming said he got anger issues and he's too unstable. So seems like everyone is happy that they're not together. I'm not shocked that they're not together. Like I said, I felt like that wasn't really the best fit for her. And I think that they both have other opportunities that they need to take a look at.
I'm wondering what couple actually is going to make it through to the tell-all. Because so far, no Ash and Avery. We already know that Lisa and Isman are no longer together. David didn't really have a real partner. Yolanda didn't have a real partner. Jeffrey and Avery are together. So it's not really... And Rosemary and Big Ed are no longer together. Mm. So I'm just wondering, like, I invested this whole season and none of y'all made it. What? Guys, definitely let us know in the comments in the live chat if you think that there is a couple that's salvageable from this season.
Yeah, let us know, you guys.
Let us move on to Annie.
Yeah, you guys. So Annie, she's so cute. She was showing off her cute baby bump. Recently, she announced that she and Robert are expecting their first baby together, and Robert shared a picture of Annie and Bryson striking a pose. And let's just take a note once the photo goes up of how cute Bryson is. He's getting big, and he looks like he's so happy that Annie's around and that he's getting a brand new sibling. But when Annie posted and announced the conception of their baby on Instagram, she captioned it with she posted a photo of the sonogram, and then she captioned it with, "I feel so happy and fortunate to share the arrival of my baby, my gift from God. The baby has not been born yet, and it's the most beautiful feeling I've ever felt. It fills me with joy to know that I have someone to fight for and give my best self to. I'll wait for him or her with lots of emotions." Now, this is going to be Annie's first child, and this will be Robert's sixth child.
Seventh.
So, say that again.
Seventh.
Oh, is it his seventh?
Mm-hmm. He has six kids.
Okay, so he already has six. Okay, so it'll be his seventh child. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there we have it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he just needs to do, what, like three more babies, and they'll have a basketball team.
Yeah. I could actually see Robert and Annie with their own spinoff, but they would need to bring all the kids.
Yeah.
And all the kids' moms.
I kind of just didn't like how he talked to her on the show. So unless that changed, I wouldn't be here for it at all. Cause I think he was like so rude to her. I just didn't like it at all.
You know my feelings about that. I felt like they were rude to one another. She wasn't always the most pleasant, but I think him as a man, you kind of, you know, you should know how to navigate that a little bit better. So I agree with you. I watched them on Pillow Talk and they seem to do well.
Yeah, the fans like him on Pillow Talk over her, though. I think that maybe having a baby is going to loosen up her personality a bit too as well.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Tom. Petty Tom. Tom's out here being petty in the streets.
Okay.
So Tom posted on his stories on Instagram that he's closing his heart to Darcy for good, which we already knew that long time ago, Tom, but it's funny how you have to always bring her up to stay relevant. So he revealed that he is putting up that iconic key that he gave Darcy at eBay for auction.
What?
He asked interested bidders to reserve their bids. He added that all proceeds are going to a good cause, although he doesn't say what cause it is, so it's very unclear, Tom. And he hasn't shared any other details about this auction, so people are saying he's just doing, being petty. Like, he's being Petty Tom.
Petty Tom.
Petty Tom, that's it.
He is being petty, and you're right. He does always have to bring up Darcy to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you walked away from her, let the lady live, and you live, and everybody needs to move on and be happy. Like, but just it's stop.
It's just like Jesse.
That's a dragging vest.
It's like Jesse and pardon?
Oh, I was saying it's a dragging vest.
Mm-hmm. He's like Jesse, though. He rides on Darcy's coattails, as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And that's his claim to fame. And so I think him and Jesse are always going to have something to say about Darcy because, again, like I said, that's the only way they stay relevant. Because besides that, who cares? Like, I definitely don't care about Jesse. I don't care about his motivational speaking, all of this. Like, I just don't care. And yeah, that's it. I just don't care.
Erica in the live chat said his good cause is his own pocket.
For real.
That's the first thing I thought too. Yeah, good cause. Yeah, my own bank account. And Geek Girl said, so he got it back. She only put 4 stamps on that envelope and it had to go all the way to London.
That is funny. Let's move on to Anfisa.
Yes, you guys. Anfisa is continuing to make her boss babe moves. Not only does she have a new man, she's got a new career. And most recently, she posted an acceptance letter from a well-known California university. So she's out here killing it. She's checking off her goals. So according to The Blast, Anfisa recently shared a snapshot of her acceptance letter from UC Santa Barbara on IG. The letter detailed that she was accepted into their pre-economics and accounting programs for her bachelor's for fall 2020 through spring 2021. And prior to this, Anfisa finished her 2 years at a California community college. And naturally, she's planning to transfer to a university this fall. So she hasn't confirmed if she's actually going to accept this offer, but it's there. So it seems like she might have some offers on the table that she can kind of pick from and decide where she wants to go. So I'm not mad at her for charting her own journey and you know, making moves for herself.
She's doing really well.
I like it. Yep. I'm not mad at her. I want to see her win, and I want to see George win as well. I want them both to do their thing.
Definitely. They both have their own paths. And it looks like, you know, she has made the moves physically, emotionally, and now she's working on her career. And I think that's fantastic. Fantastic. Okay, guys. I'm going to talk about Rosemary. Pardon?
No, I was saying, I want to know about this.
I'm going to talk about Rosemary and Big Ed. And I just, you're going to have to bear with me because there's so many moving parts and there's a lot going on with Big Ed. So I'm going to first start with Rosemary. Rosemary is continuing to drag Big Ed all over social media. She is not impressed with this man at all. She posted to her Instagram, "You will live alone because you don't know what real love is. Genuine love is acceptance and helping hand. You only meet me for your fame. The show pay the expenses, not you. Now, who is the real gold digger?" And then she calls him a fame whore, and she hashtags it Ed No Neck, 90 Day Fiance, Big Ed, Small Soul, hashtag pig. So she is not playing, and she has been on her Instagram doing a lot of that. And speaking her truth, and that's how she feels about Big Ed. So we have that. Then we have Ed. As you guys know, there have been a lot of accusers of sexual misconduct by Big Ed. There is now a second accuser, and the second accuser took to her YouTube. Her name is Rachel Rich. And she has said that she has had some creepy experiences with Big Ed. She kind of doesn't go into 100% detail because she said that she was worried that she would be sued. But yeah, so now there's a second person saying that he's had some inappropriate contact with her. So the first girl, if you go to her TikTok, she has more and more videos and she's really speaking her truth about Big Ed. So there's that component. The next component is Big Ed has been going live with underage girls and posting what I feel is inappropriate. And you guys let us know in the comments what you think. But there is, I just have to pull it up. So there's a girl, and she's young, don't know her age, but if I looked at her, she's definitely less than 15. And she writes, "I will have sex with you. Please contact me."
Mm-mm.
So then Big Ed says, for all the haters, she writes, Big Ed, I love you. And then a commenter says, he noticed you because he's obviously saw that you're a lot younger than him. He's gross. Then he responds to the girl that says, I love you, who says, I want to sleep with you, mm-hmm. with the love emojis. And then she says, oh, here, she says, I'm almost 16. And then she says, I'm 16. And the other commenter said, you're a little girl. You're 15. You're a child. And then Big Ed doesn't respond. But the blogger, Johnny Yates, writes, Jesus Christ, this guy has no shame, nor do the parents of these children that let them recklessly gallivant on the internet fawning over creepy men. I'm going to have to tend to agree. I don't have a 15-year-old daughter, but my 15-year-old daughter is not saying that she wants to have sex with some random 55-year-old and have that random 55-year-old then put, like, love emojis to that. Like, it's not okay. But you guys definitely let us know what you think in the comments. Definitely let us know what you think in the live chat. But wait, oh, there's more. So there's not only that picture. He went live with a young lady who says that she's in the eighth grade. And I'm just going to let you go ahead and watch the video. Okay. We also have Big Ed talking about his fame and how he's one of the biggest 90 Day Fiancé stars. And I got to tell you, this is more tell-all tea. He gets dragged at the tell-all. The cast are not feeling him. And because he went and said that, you know, he's like the breakout star and all of that stuff that happened that we talked about on our show a few weeks ago, when it came to the tell-all, they really told him about himself. So guys, get ready for that. Let's take a look at the video of him with the girl from grade eight. Grade.
Oh, shit. Okay, good. That's awesome. Let's do a screenshot.
Okay.
Ready?
Thank you. I can't.
Okay. I have a question for you. Why do you always want to brush your teeth?
Huh?
Why do you always want to brush your teeth?
Because you got to stay healthy and you got to have a white smile.
No, because it makes your mouth smell pretty.
Oh.
I'm going down for that one.
I can't believe that you picked me. I'm so happy.
You're so sweet. I'm happy too. Listen Thank to me. You. You be awesome, okay? Don't worry about it. Just be awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Eliana.
Can you do me a favor?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever put a chicken on your head. Okay, do it.
And then, last but not least, he is also getting dragged for a letter that he posted on his Instagram from a young child who I believe is 9 years old, Kaylin, and she's basically saying, you're my favorite person on 90 Day Fiancé. We love your dog. You're sociable. We look forward to watching you every week, et cetera, et cetera. And people are saying that Big Ed actually wrote this letter himself to deflect all the hate that he's getting and all the questions about him and these young girls. And I'm thinking, does it make sense for you then to post a 9-year-old's letter? I don't know. I don't think that makes sense to me.
I don't know. Erica in the live chat said Big Ped. Radella Lewis said he's creepy. Is he turning into a ped? Question mark. And Kiana Sanchez said, oh, someone stop him from blogging with children. I agree. It's getting weird. I feel like at this point, it would be smart for production, maybe for PR to like jump in and kind of tell him like chill out, because A, it's weird, and B, we don't really know what his intentions are. You know, it seems it's questionable. So I think the best thing for him to do is lay off talking to the children.
It's not questionable. It's weird and it's wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
You are a grown man and you're having these one-on-ones with young girls with the parents not anywhere near them. And then you're putting love emojis on some young girl's comment that she wants to have sex with you. It's not okay. That's it. That's how I feel about it.
That's definitely not okay.
This is not okay.
And I was looking at the picture of the young girl where he put the heart emojis, and she did look, she was obviously a minor, so it wasn't a situation where he could try to say, I didn't know.
And she puts in the comments that she's 16, almost 16.
Yeah. The production's got to get involved at this point. It's getting weird, and he's playing with fire for sure.
Evelyn, I'm moving on from that because I need to go wash.
Yeah, what's up with Erica? Stuff. What's going on? What's going on with Erica, Linda?
Actually, I'm going to talk about Evelyn.
Oh, Evelyn.
So Evelyn has joined the OnlyFans.com, and guys, if you don't know what OnlyFans is, look it up. But basically, it's a subscription site for sexy, racy photos. So she started hers, and she says, hi, I'm Latina. You can expect mostly bikini pictures, but I don't know the limits yet. I'm bilingual, so don't be afraid to send me a text. Now, let's talk about that. So you're happily married to Corey, no? Are you? Or aren't you?
You know she don't want Corey.
Because I don't think that my husband would be okay with me going to some subscription site so that people could see me naked online. And I want to tell you guys now, because there's a lot of people that are jumping on this OnlyFans.com. I just recently saw that, what's her face? Willowbrook, what is it? Jasmine and her husband have both jumped on this OnlyFans site. We already know that Larissa is on it as well. Guys, when you put anything out there online, it's online forever. So this $30 subscription, it's up to you. It's up to you if you think that that's a good thing, and you do you. But her subscriptions start at $14.99 a month. So if you're interested, Evelyn is up on there for y'all.
Mm-mm. Well, you know, like I said, Corey doesn't really, she doesn't really want that situation. So I'm not shocked that she's doing this.
Oh, yeah, because she recently, when this quarantine first started, she talked about how they were no longer together, but they were stuck in quarantine together. But then he's saying and acting like they are still together. So who knows what's going on? She did have a quick little video that she posted. I'm just going to lay it right there for you guys to see.
If someone is talking shit about you, just remember the 3 F's. If they don't feed you, finance you, or fuck you, then their opinion about you doesn't matter.
And so, guys, let us know what you thought about that, because go ahead with the flack over there. Erica. So Erica is, in my opinion, one of the fan favorites of this season. She recently posted to her Instagram a really cute photo of herself, and she captioned it, back on my beat, party for one. So everyone's taking it as she's single, and her and Stephanie are no longer together, so that's another couple that has bit the dust. We will see them at the tell-all, but they're no longer together either. What do you think, Esther?
I'm not shocked. And like we've been saying, it's been questionable if Stephanie is even bisexual. I think this was all just a come up for her.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Erica fell victim to it. And she looks like she's glowing and thriving. So I wish her the best.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The best. We have some Rebecca and Ziad news. So Rebecca and Ziad got married, and Ziad is in the United States, and they're currently quarantining together. And as you may or may not know, Rebecca recently moved into a new apartment, and she moved into this new apartment with her new husband. She was spotted out and about, and a fan was able to snap a picture of them. And yeah, guys, so their little Happily Ever After is about to start. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do see them on Happily Ever After since he's now in America. So congratulations to those two. And last but not least, guys, because I know we talked about Anfisa, I wanted to give you a little update on George. So George is going to be released shortly. One of the bloggers was able to find his release date, and he's going to get out on the 11th of this month, guys. So that's like in a few days. So George is about to start his new life, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot of him over the week, next week, on social media, talking up a storm, probably doing interviews. So you guys all get ready for that.
Nice.
Let's do some shout outs real quick.
Yeah, let's shout some people out. Like I said earlier, the live chat is lit. We have 66 people in the live chat. If you guys can take a moment and give us a thumbs up, we would greatly appreciate it. But I do want to shout out Kiana Sanchez, Geek Girl, Erica, Loving Life 333, Marg Richard, aka Donita Hart, Radella Lewis, Princess Pound Cakes, Chuck Williams. Let's see here. Tiny House Dreaming, Keisha Martherin, and Barbie Presley, Annabelle Reyna, A. Hamilton. There's so many of you guys in here, and we really appreciate you. S. Merced. I think I got everybody, I'm sure I didn't get everybody. There's 68 people, but everybody that's comedy, we appreciate you guys. Barbie Priestley. Kimberly KM as well. Thank you all so much. Missy S. Masood as well. So thank you all for joining us.
I love
Linda,
that.
Do you have any shout outs?
I do have a few shout outs that I wanted to do real quick. And I just want to make sure there's no sound here. Loving Life 54, Terry Markle, New Beginnings 0321. I love all the tea that you guys send me and the heads up. I really appreciate it. I want to shout out from our show earlier this week, Lisa Gonzalez and Callie MNT Girl, Wintha B, Miss Darisol, Alicia Henderson, Melody Perez, and then I think Alicia has, I called her out already. Alicia Henderson? Yes, good. And then Angela Sheets. Guys, we love hearing from you in the comments and the live chat. We appreciate you joining. It really helps us out a lot if you like and subscribe. And if you comment, we comment back. We love hearing from you. So please make sure you do that. And if you want to get in touch with us, follow us, whatever it is, you can find me all across social media at Linda Is So Girly.
You guys can find me on Instagram at Ms. Ashley Marie.
Until next week, guys, I'm sure we'll have more tea for you. Bye.
Yes, bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.